This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This was not a good day for Ralph Lauren. The company announced CEO Stefan Larsson is out after less than 2 years on the job. The news came alongside a big miss on quarterly profits, and in response, shares did what you think shares would do on a day like today, off more than 12% at the close. The company has been working hard to change its ways. No easy trick for an old-school luxury brand that turns 50 years old this year, if you can believe that. But retail trends wait for no one, which is why Larsson, the now departing CEO, seemed like a good solution because he came up in the fast fashion world of Old Navy and H&M. His departure, though, means that Ralph Lauren is still trying to figure out how to survive. Marketplace's Annie Baxter had that one.
Ralph Lauren developed an iconic look. Upper crust folks sailing or playing polo, wearing shirts with little Ralph Lauren polo player logos. Here's Lauren talking about his philosophy.
What I believe in is his timelessness. The timelessness of an attitude.
But fewer shoppers are willing to pay for that timeless look lately. Stephen Barr is with the consulting firm PwC. He says luxury brands have been suffering since the Great Recession.
The consumer in the middle and at the lower end that has been aspirational to the premium channel and the luxury channel historically has really pulled back.
And now they frequently turn to fast fashion retailers like H&M and Zara. Milton Pedraza is a luxury retail consultant. He says Stefan Larsson, who came from companies like H&M, was trying to push Ralph Lauren more in the fast fashion direction.
The work that Larsson was going to do, which was very valuable in terms of streamlining and closing stores and improving the supply chain efficiency, was beginning to compromise the other elements that still need to be there.
Pedraza says you can't have all the efficiencies of fast fashion and maintain the high quality Ralph Lauren is known for. He says that kind of hybrid doesn't really exist. He thinks, if anything, Ralph Lauren should push towards the ultra high end, like its Black Label brand, to maintain its luxury status. But retail consultant Carol Speakerman says Ralph Lauren needs to reach a new generation of customers.
The Ralph Lauren brand itself cannot remain untouchable, and it can't be, you know, stuck in amber and stuck in time. It too has to evolve.
What that evolution looks like is causing some uncertainty. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.